Hello everyone, this is Kaolin from Flyjam Radio, and today is the 19th of January. We had Obi-san as a guest last week, and we are going to have Kizami for next week. But today, I'm going to have Kenji and Koichi from London, and we are going to talk about what is the purpose for this year, plus what happened in the Hyper Japan, which was held in November, last November. So we are going to talk about that later. But then today's first song is from Hibiki Ichikawa, and this is called Clover Steps. Enjoy it. Listen to Fragile Radio, and that was Hibiki Ichikawa with the Clover Steps. So, now, hi guys! Happy New Year!
Yep.
Happy New Year! How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and how are you?
Very good.
Is it cold there?
Still cold.
Of course it is.
Freezing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, New Year! You know, 2016. Yes. What you guys want to do in this year as a purpose?
I think Koichi wants to say something.
We shall organize festival.
Festival? Are you crazy? A proper festival.
Proper festival.
Yeah.
In the park or in the venue?
In the venue, quite nice, huge venue.
Big one, you mean?
Did you hear?
Oh my god, this is.
I think Koichi has been kind of going mad, you know?
I think so. Yeah. I totally agree with you.
I think he was the one. He was supposed to be the one to be like kind of, you know, sensitive and trying to stop me from doing something crazy.
Yeah.
But
that's a
well, it's been like kind of opposite, you know.
Oh my god! What happened to you, Koichi?
I have no idea. Maybe, you know, London weather or
maybe.
Is that because of London weather?
Because London weather is quite frequent.
I think he's kind of suffering from some sort of serious depression or something. And it's kind of, you know, this is sort of some sort of reaction, you know? Coming up.
I really worry about you now, Koichi.
I know. Maybe I should take him to the doctor.
Yeah, GP, please.
Yeah.
Before it's gonna be too late. Maybe you should go and see doctor. Like a really serious one, you know, like a hospital.
Yeah.
So festival. Yeah. What kind of festival? I mean, like, it's obviously like because, you know, about the Japanese culture and Japanese music, but then
we had this Halloween party at the Bethlehem Green Working Men's Club.
Yes.
They have some kind of floors, you know, the two main floors and also some small ones.
Mm-hmm.
So probably the capacity, I would say that maybe 1,000.
Yeah,
so we have kind of a two main rooms, kind of, you know, one with the maybe like dance music or club music floor, and then the other one with the bands or something, and then maybe some other small rooms with some workshops or, you know, some booth, you know.
We also can have like a traditional music stuff, such as Hibiki-san and Mochi.
Yes.
Well, we already have a quite realistic vision.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of like a... I feel like you've already planned for a long time ago.
I guess we need some, I don't know, some people to help us out, though. Because basically only two of us.
Two of us.
It was kind of tough, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you guys should come.
Because it's in 19th, which is like, I just, you know, this is a recording, so like now I am in Japan, but then this is 19th, so which means like I'm already there in London today.
So,
and then if you guys really like organize a huge event or something in that, then definitely I go to help you, and then I bring some like Japanese bands from Japan.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah,
I think there'll be a one for the new year, I think, around that time, probably.
Yeah, bringing a band from Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'll be awesome.
Okay. Then I'll work on you. Okay. Cool. Right, okay, so guys, I'm gonna play today's second song first, and then we're gonna talk about the Hyper Japan later. Is that fun?
Okay,
yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks. And this is from Colors, and the song is called Yuki no Sanka. Enjoy it. To Fashion Radio, and that was Colored with Yuki no Sanka. So, sorry. It's really. It doesn't mean like, you know. But anyway, you know, guys, we had a special band from Japan this time for Hyper Japan. which was held in last year. The band is called La Croix des Fels. The British media had like an interview with them, but we, Horizon, had an interview as well. So I'm thinking to, I'm gonna play that interview now. So, yep, enjoy it.
Actually, I'm now in Hyper Japan Christmas Market in 2015, and Fry Jam as an interpreter, we helped a band called La Croix des Fels, and today we have an interview for them.
Well, please introduce yourself.
I'm Sho on the vocal. I'm Pejo on the guitar. I'm Naoki on the bass.
What's your band's music genre?
VJK rock opera band.
Yeah, I think it sounds like that. So, could you tell me your band's background?
We formed in 2006, and we'll be 10 years next year. And members have been changed around a few times in the past. We also have some small breaks between, but we released 4 singles and 2 albums so far. We've been performing for some visual K events such as Kinema Club and Blitz. And this will be the first gig in London, UK, at Hyper Japan. And we are very, very excited about it.
Thank you very much. So, could you tell me your band's instrumentation?
Yeah, it can be quite unusual, and that's what makes difference from others. But we are formed with twin vocals, female and male, flute and oboe as original members, also guitar and bass. We occasionally have support drummers and others, depending on events. For bigger events, we also have actors and some visual materials sometimes.
Thank you very much. So this time you performed in the UK. So is any other country you want to perform?
Right, we like to perform at the Japan Expo in Belgium and France. And also we met a guy from Denmark at the Northern Europe Music Festival in Shibuya before. And since then, we feel that we want to perform in like Finland, Copenhagen, basically in Scandinavia.
Yeah, I really can imagine you guys touring in Northern Europe, France and Scandinavia. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I'm going to see you there, definitely. Thank you very much. So, what's your plan in 2016?
Well, next year, it's not been really decided yet, but we are trying to get involved in Japan Expo and Hyper Japan again in July 2016.
sponsor 募集中です。
And we are looking for some sponsors for these events.
それでは、最後にですね。
This is last question. Actually, how was FryJam support? Such as interpreter? And if you have any opinions or questions?
Right. I'd like to thank the FryJam staff. You guys have been very supportive. Well, for example, for the cab arrangement from the airport.And photo shooting. Also, we know that、you guys arranged some press interviews and、everything. We have been very, very grateful. Thank you.
Well, one more question. How's women in the UK?
Wow, very, very attractive.
Thank you very much, Lacrotes Fell. Bye. Well, please listen to Lacrotes' another song, Torikago Shoujo no Karei naru Tashitsukeki.
Trijam Radio.
It was an interview with Lacroix Dispels. So, Koichi and Kenji-san.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hi. How was it?
Hi.
You guys did really... Wow. And then... Was it...
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, I think Koichi can explain better than...
I really enjoyed, you know, at the event as well. And, you know, Lacroix Dispels was saying... You know, awesome bands.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put a finger on actually, but what they do, like it can be like symphonic metal,
opera, rock
theater, mm-hmm. play, yeah,
actual
theater,
visual game.
It's really hard.
It's hard to explain.
But yeah, it's good though. You know, yeah, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So okay, could you tell me like what you guys did to them at the Hyper Japan?
Okay.
Yeah, we've already...
Mainly we kind of did, yeah. Mainly we were there for them to, for a translating work, really.
Translating and interpreters.
Yeah, interpreting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we have some kind of press guys came along who wanted to interview them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there was a moment that, what was it, like a meet and greet. So basically, you know, after the show, outside, cold.
So basically,
all the fans kind of, come and meet the band, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah, so we had to kind of, you know, help them out, communication. So,
I see.
Sorry. Yeah. And but it was good, you know. I mean, we kind of made it to meet lots of kind of press people. Also, kind of seeing all the organizing and you know what the Hyper Japan doing, you know, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you know we learned a lot of things. So yes.
Right. So because we've already put some pictures on Facebook earlier, and then but we didn't. Mention anything about what we did, so it's like, I think like, it was a very good opportunity for us as well. But how, people there reacted about this part?
You mean all the fans, audience?
Yeah, for fans. Yes, I mean, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they got a really good feedback for because it was different, you know.
Mm, yes,
and
original, yeah.
Yeah, but probably they also got a similar feeling that I did. You know? Kind of hard to put it. You know, well, what is it? Is it a visual gay or is it some sort of like a theater? You know, kind of play or something classical? You know, and maybe it could be something, some sort of music that you could hear from the video games. You know?
Yeah.
RPG. So it was kind of a bit of everything, so I think they got a similar impression from them,
I see, thank you so much. Yeah, because they're very original, and was it the first time for them to go to the UK or some other countries for performing?
It's actually their first time.
Wow, that's great, and for us and for them, and it was obviously a very good opportunity to perform, and people like it, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm.
And then what do you guys felt that through doing this thing and this time?
The whole event?
We ate adult Japanese food.
Yeah.
Tell me about that more.
It was kind of cheap and really, it was kind of reasonable as well.
Yeah,
we had some unadon.
Eel donburi.
And it was kind of reasonable, it's cheap, you know. And then we had some tekkadon. Some tuna. And some takoyaki.
Takoyaki
as well.
Yeah, like, it was quite good. Like, it was very well organized in a way. Like, they had, you know, some different floors. It was still a bit confusing though, the venue. Yeah. Mm. Like, you kind of lose. You kind of get lost
the place.
Really easy. Like, you can't kind of, you know, see where you are.
Mm-hmm. It's like the place actually dungeon.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
It's like a maze.
It was like a maze. And but you know, overall with the kind of lots of kind of stores with the some English like teenagers, you know, coming all the way from something like Cornwall or Southampton, yeah, to sell their own handmade kind of goods and stuff.
Okay.
And they have kind of food halls, you know. And but we noticed that there are lots of like sake sort of stores.
Sake.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh really?
Yeah, like maybe we saw some different, like four different booths.
Yeah.
Like a stores.
Wow.
Yeah.
Booths and very each different type.
Yeah, different types of sakes and yeah. So you could all basically taste, you know. But obviously, you know, we were working, so we couldn't do it. It was kind of stressful. Yeah.
真面目ですね. Wow.
Wow, you know.
But you really wanted to taste it, but you couldn't do that. Right?
That's right. Yeah, that's a shame.
That's a shame. That's a huge shame.
Mm. Of course, yeah.
Right, okay, thank you so much. So, which means, like, maybe, like, a winter Hyper Japan is much more for, like, musicians. And then maybe you can, how to say, like, discover new bands, like a more local band.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much. So, well, that was great to have you guys, and then it was great to know what is your purpose for this year. Anytime you need my help, just let me know, then I'll be there.
Thank you.
Okay, so Kenji-san and Koichi-san, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. So, we had Kenji and Koichi as a guest for today, and then we talk often. We have meetings, and then we talk like this on a Russian radio show every month. But I didn't know that, you know, till now. I asked them what is the purpose, and then I didn't know that they are thinking to have a huge like a proper festival this year, and that actually like very surprised me. So, but it's good. It's good to know that, you know, because they are very positive and then try to do something. How to say, like, big thing, which means we can like try to be better and improve ourselves to achieve it. And then Koichi was very, you know, excited, so I'm quite, you know, happy to know that he's very happy to be in London. Okay, so this version radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese and Thursday we speak in English. Yep. So I'm going to see you next week again. So thank you for listening. Bye.